guys?
Dan and Shay. Hey, 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 hey.
What's up?
Well, you guys absolutely killed it. You're on the Rascal Flatts Back to Us tour right now. How's it been going?
It's been incredible. You know, Rascal Flatts, they've been like grandfathers to us. No, we have...
Oh, my God. Are they anywhere around you? Because you're going to get slapped.
We already got kicked off the tour for saying that. No, we love those guys. They, you know, obviously a huge influence on our music. And they've embraced us and brought us out on the road. And, you know, at the core of it all, you know, we're doing this thing. We're making records and touring the country. But we're still just fans of country music. And right when we get off stage every night, we feel like the luckiest guys in the world because we get a free ticket to the Rascal Flatts show. You know,
at
the,
yeah.
In Boston the other day, we got off stage and we were up in the lawn. My wife was out on the road that weekend and we were hanging and we were.
Wait, you were hanging out in the lawn at Xfinity?
Yeah. We go to the lawn. It's crazy. So, and the fans, it's so dark up there, they don't really know, you know, that. And they're also partying pretty good.
Yeah, and they're probably just not even looking for you thinking you'd be out there.
Exactly. Although I was wearing a pretty ridiculous shirt that night, so there were a few people that spotted me. But, we popped out there and, you know, we're just fans. I remember a few years back we had a day off in Boston. And Brett Eldridge was opening for Keith Urban at a show.
Yeah.
Jared Neiman, I think, was also on it. And I rode into like a little, I don't know, minivan with Brett and his manager just to come watch the show. Just because, you know, we are country music fans. So that's one of the coolest things about being on tour with, you know, Rascal Flatts or, you know, any of our favorite artists or getting to do festivals or award shows is just being fans.
When you're writing music, you know, you're writing it for the fans. So you really have to put yourself in their shoes. And that was us a couple years ago. I remember... You know, 5 years ago, Dan and I were at CMA Fest, and we were watching Blake Shelton at the stadium. Our record label president took us, and we were freaking out just being able to, we were like front of house, you know, like freaking out, like, I can't believe we're here right now.
Obviously, I've come so far since then, to the point where Hannah has a little story for you guys.
Dude, I went on a first date the other day, and I was like, we were riding to the bar, and I was like, please put on whatever, like, your favorite song is right now, like, jam out. And he goes, okay, I got a good one, I got a banger. He put on Tequila.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
And I love you guys, and I think I love your music. I think you guys are like phenomenal. But for a dude to put that on as his favorite song, I kind of judged him a little bit.
In a good way.
I judge you for judging him.
Yeah. But seriously, this new album, incredible, you guys.
The reaction's been amazing. You know, we always say the best marketing plan is great music, and the fans have been latching onto these songs, and I think it's kind of propelled the album on our launch day. You know, we refreshed it when we woke up in this morning, and the album's at number one already, which is
wow,
insane.
So, congratulations.
You deserve it.
That's wow.
Like, we love you guys. We love Tequila. It's number one around the world. You got, like, the UK. You got Ireland. You're going to get us in just a second. So
yes.
Congratulations on that, and good luck with the album.
And celebrate!
Thank you, guys. We love y'all.